Severe winter weather continues to pound the Northwest, threatening to cause flooding in parts of Washington State and Oregon. The second major storm in 4 days swept through the region over the weekend, dropping up to 14 inches of snow in some places. Rain and higher temperatures have followed, melting the snow and raising water levels in streams and rivers. From Seattle, Art Hughes of member station KPLU reports.
Emergency officials who have been watching the skies are shifting their attention to the swollen rivers. Continuing rain and melting snow from the entire Puget Sound area is now filling up rivers and creeks. Al Dams is spokesman for the King County Emergency Operations Center. He says the warmer weather is making a bad situation worse.
With this much snow in the foothills and down here, and now turning to warmer weather, with that snow melting and rain coming in on top of it, the stage is set for potentially for some river flooding.
Six rivers in Washington are above flood stage, and forecasters expect the rain to continue through the end of the week. The flooding is on top of a series of storm-related problems that have hammered the Northwest since the first snow started falling the day after Christmas. First, most transportation slid to a halt. Abandoned cars and metro buses line most every street and highway. The major mountain passes are closed because of avalanche danger and poor driving conditions. Bus and train travel is starting up today after having shut down over the weekend. New problems arose when the rain hit yesterday. Storm drains in the street clogged with ice. Melting snow turned roads into rivers. Standing water on some roads was up to the car door level. In addition, the snow soaked up the rain and buildings started buckling under the weight. Marinas collapsed on hundreds of boats, sinking or damaging many of them. Dave Liebrich operated a boat repair business out of one small marina.
Two of the boats have sunk. The rest of them are doing better today than they were yesterday. We expect that once the barge gets here to lift the roof off, that most of them will be able to be saved and repaired, probably get put back in service.
Others weren't as lucky. A marina north of Seattle collapsed on an estimated 300 boats. Damage there is estimated in the tens of millions of dollars. Any flat-roof building is also vulnerable. Roofs have collapsed inside malls, drug stores, and at least one elementary school. An untold number of carports crushed the vehicles underneath. Seattle shop owner Naring Nall stood outside her business, watching water stream in through a crack in the ceiling, hoping the roof doesn't give way. She says she's never seen conditions like this.
I'm a Washingtonian, and no, this is very, very unusual. And I hope it's not a trend.
Added to the potential for floods, officials are also keeping watch on steep hillsides where mudslides can be a problem. Some slopes have already given way, but no injuries or serious property damage has been reported. The storm is blamed for 6 deaths so far, mostly from traffic accidents or limbs falling from iced over trees. Washington Governor Mike Lowry has declared emergencies in 11 counties. Flood warnings are also issued for several rivers in Oregon, which is bracing for new rainstorms today and tomorrow. 2 weather-related deaths have been reported there. For National Public Radio, I'm Art Hughes in Seattle.